Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
The Boxer took defensive action against an Iranian drone, which had closed into a very, very near distance, approximately 1,000 yards, ignoring multiple calls to stand down. The drone was immediately destroyed.
All right, that was the president earlier this afternoon, and details on this Iranian drone. What's really interesting about this is that, and it's not gotten a lot of news, is that Iran claims it took another tanker and kidnapped all 12 crew members aboard it. Someone that watches this stuff like a hawk, who is also proud to represent New York's first congressional district, is Lee Zeldin, who rejoins us at Kevin McCullough Radio. Congressman, thank you. I know you just got off the plane. I appreciate you being here.
Of course. It's great to be back with you.
Let's talk a little bit about what happened there in Iran. What do we know about the drone and why it refused to stand down when it started chasing the USS Boxer?
Well, I will be awaiting an update myself. I actually, as you just pointed out, just got off an airplane. So I'm going to have to get the details as they come in. I will say from my conversations this past week, and really as we've seen over the course of the last several weeks, there's heightened concern with statements that have been made, actions made by Iran, intelligence coming in from not just the U.S., but our partners. Iran's aggressive activities that have been going on for a long time right now have picked up. Iran is acting out because the sanctions, the maximum pressure campaign of the president is working. And it's an important message to send to Iran that, you know, the United States doesn't want war. President Trump doesn't want war. I don't want war. The military option is on the table, and it's real, and Iran's going to have to be careful the way that they act, because they don't want to start begging for it, because it's one thing to go after an unmanned drone of the United States. It's another thing to start threatening American personnel and equipment, you know, where individuals' lives are directly at stake, and they shouldn't test the resolve of this president and the United States military.
We're speaking with Congressman Lee Zeldin, who sits on the Financial Services and on the Foreign Affairs Committee, and he's on the subcommittee for the Middle East, so this is something that he deals with. He's also on the subcommittee for terrorism. Congressman, the Strait of Hormuz, and I have General Kane on the show a lot. I have General Boykin. I have other people that are retired military. I have a brother-in-law who's forward duty Navy right now, who has been through the Strait on his last two tours. It's a tricky place. I'm just curious as to your thoughts, former military yourself, as to first of all, do we have any other options besides just the single carrier sitting there? I'm so worried about these fast boats and what they have the ability to do, particularly if they decide to defy our efforts. You know, if we had planes that are in the air, there's a certain degree of power that we have to strafe at them, but it's really hard to hit a moving target. And if they're really committed to trying to get us, I just keep hearing reports that we're vulnerable in that respect. And I'm just curious, what is the thinking on Capitol Hill about the Strait of Hormuz and what our current strategy there is?
It's good that you're thinking about it and others are thinking about the Strait. Also part of the conversation whenever we're talking about Yemen and that conflict with the Strait of Al-Mandeb, and you have a lot of movement through these shipping lanes where Iran's plan to try to just get in their head of what their vision is for the Middle East. It's one that stretches west all the way to the Mediterranean with growing influence within the Iraqi government, influence with Assad in Syria. They support Hezbollah in Lebanon, and they're trying to build a land bridge across the Middle East to the Mediterranean. The conflict in Yemen, where they assisted the Houthis in overthrowing the government, all of this is part of the aggressive plan on the part of the Iranians over land, But as you point out, with regards to these shipping lanes, Iran's vision is one that greatly involves how to take over more influence over the sea. The United States is extremely prepared on a wide range of options, from the conventional to unconventional. If Iran forced us to use a military option that we don't want to have to use, as far as our assets go, we have assets that are currently in the region and others that are not that far away. We have air assets all over the region, air defense systems. We have personnel in neighboring countries. I feel good about our posture. The one thing that we have to be sensitive to is, you know, if you go with the plan of ramping up forces to the maximum.
Right. Congressman, we're out of time. I'd so appreciate, though, your insight. And please come back. Lee Zeldin, Congressional One, New York. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.